Hello, listeners, and welcome to the Business of Life Masterclass podcast. Guess what? It's the holiday season, and you may hear this introduction more than once because it is, you guessed it, the 12 days of podcast Christmas. So whether you celebrate Christmas or not, starting December 1st and running through December 12th, you are getting to hear some of the fan favorite guests we have with a few new wonderful inspirational guests mixed in. So hi, I'm Debbie Lundberg, performance coach with Presenting Powerfully.
And I am Barb Zant, media sales leader and founder of the lifestyle brand and blog, The Stay at Work Mom.
So as we roll through and appreciate all of you, we are thankful, we're appreciative, we have gratitude. And as Thanksgiving becomes the beginning of December, please know that you will have 12 wonderful, exciting, 25 minutes or less inspiration to learn about through the Business of Life Masterclass podcast. So as we like to say, listen, choose, do. Thank you and enjoy the holiday season. Hi there to all of our wonderful listeners. Would you like to love your work, your family, your life, and have fun doing it all? Well, imagine the joy you would feel. That's what the focus of the Business of Life Masterclass episode today is, as we explore joy and having it all while continually learning and growing. Greetings again, everyone. It's Debbie Lundberg, performance coach, remote work rock star author, and the founder and CEO of the national firm Presenting Powerfully, and your co-host of the Business of Life Masterclass. And our guest does reinforce that she lives her goals to help clients simplify the complicated media landscape. Now, you may have noticed a little bit of something that will come together as I share more. She likes to do this so that her clients have the competitive advantage. She's an advertising, marketing, and business development manager with over 2 decades of experience collaborating with clients to reach their best customer. She's passionate about developing team members so they can properly command industry knowledge and increase customer market share and grow themselves. You'll know her from this word because she loves, and she loves the word love, to start conversations that lead to the growth of people and their businesses. She's skilled in so much. She's humble. She says it's digital strategy, advertising, media relations, pipeline management, change management, and talent acquisition. You know her, and you know that it's so much more. Our guest, my guest, knows that change is taking place, and she wants us all on the positive ride of being part of it together. So please welcome our co-host, my dear friend and founder of the lifestyle brand, The Stay at Work Mom, mother of Christopher and wife to Chris. You all know her very well. Here's Barb Zant.
Thank you so much, Debbie, for having me on today. I'm really, really excited to be on this side of the interview.
Absolutely. Well, welcome, Barb. We asked you on today, or I asked you on today, and the audience clamored for it because you're an expert in having it all while enjoying it and finding the joy, because there's a difference in enjoyment and joy. And the reason it's important to our listeners is that with winter here, it can feel like there's a lot on our plates. People want to just get through the days to get to something else. And we want them really to embrace each day fully. So glad that you're here. Glad that you are willing to turn the tables on the microphone a bit. So since you've been on all of our podcasts, in a sentence, what made you want to be a guest this time on the Business of Life Masterclass?
Well, I am inspired by every single interview we have ever done. And I hope to offer a nugget or two with my answers to our podcast 4 questions.
Oh, thanks, Barb. We know that you will, and you are the note taker and the one who holds us accountable for getting things done, and I so appreciate you. So before we get into our podcast 4, what's that one thing? Now, you know that our guests are challenged to keep it to one. I know you will. What's that one thing you're super excited about right now in how you are leading and living your life?
Right now, I am really excited about the upcoming holiday season. This is my favorite time of year I love ending the year strong and planning for new and upcoming goals. It's a festive environment and I am all for it.
You are. You really are the one who embraces it so much, which is terrific. All right. Well, you know the drill. We are moving on to the Business of Life Masterclass Podcast 4, the 4 questions we ask every guest. And we look for those answers and insights with some inspiration. Are you ready, Barb?
I am ready. Yeah.
Okay. Number 1, what time do you get up in the morning and what is your morning routine to get the day started right?
All right. My morning routine starts the night before. This routine usually lasts under 20 minutes, pretty quick. I check my schedule for the next day and set up my family for a calm, good morning. So this involves lunch prep and backpacks and everything we need at the front door. I quickly run the dishwasher. I'll start a load of laundry, so I'm moving everything forward. And then the last 5 minutes, I will run around and pick up my house. Now, with a teenager in the house now, my bedtime has changed. So this really does affect the time I get up. So 6 hours is what I'm usually get per night. 7 is my preferred. So I get up between, 5:30 and 6:30. And when I get up, my morning routine involves, moving for 30 minutes, whatever that might be, writing daily in my gratitude and goals journal. And I have a sticky note. Debbie, I learned this from you many, many years ago about the 2 things that I want to get done. And one is personal and one is for work. I've been doing that 4 years and I do the worst first. So I love that. And that's how I get my day started.
Terrific way to do it. And I love that you talked about it with the sticky note. And sometimes I do it on, you reminded me of that. I've done it in the past and I come phase in and out. Sometimes I put it on the mirror. In a dry erase marker, not in lipstick, but you're so disciplined and getting things ready the night before. That's terrific for our listeners to hear. Good reminder for me, of course. Number 2, what is something other than that really morning and the day night before routine that you kindly shared that you believe if people would do, it would be their extra level of success, what you like to call the special sauce or the extra oomph? What is that for Barb Zandt?
Never stop learning. Be curious, take that course, figure out what you don't know and learn it. I always hear, you don't know what you don't know. Well, it's up to us individually to figure out what we don't know and take that course, do it. I consider myself a forever learner and it really keeps me on my toes and outside my comfort zone for sure.
You absolutely live that. I mean, you will fly across the country to see a speaker that you want to hear. And then you're so excited when you come back and you're generous in sharing that with others and with me, which is very much appreciated. All right. So you know that third question, who or what's been the biggest influence of your life? And importantly, what have you done with that influence for your success and your continued focus on making your life all it can be?
I have been super lucky to have several influencers in my life. And my first one is my mom. She set a great example for my sister and I. She had a successful career while raising a family. And, 30 years ago, that, wasn't exactly the norm. She's the glue to our family today. We have Sunday night dinner every Sunday without fail. I was a super tough teenager, believe it or not. And I would not be here today without her. My other example is my first boss. And her name is Chris Bergner. And she took the time to really give me a great background in training and advertising sales. And I think about that weekly, if not daily, every time I'm bringing on somebody new. I think about what she gave to me as I entered this career. She was a great mentor and I will never, ever forget it. And I do try to pay this forward, with my team daily and then mentees of my own as well.
You're so good about that. And I hear that 2 strong female leaders. And to your point that at different times throughout our lives, that hasn't necessarily been the norm. And yet a lot of what I'm hearing is do things that are different, not to be different, but because it's what you want. And I hear that in the passion in your voice. All right, Barb, we already did number 3. I'm so excited hearing about your mom and about that first leader. Number 4, as you know, who or what who or what are you seeing that if people would stop it, because our Business of Life Masterclass podcast, and ultimately we do want to have the masterclass now that we're out of COVID and we want to move forward. What are you seeing or who are you seeing doing things that you wish people would stop doing that you believe if they would stop them would in fact propel them forward?
That negative talk track that I just hear so often, and also, you know, complaining. So I guess that is two things, but
we'll take neither,
neither is helpful, and both hold people back.
It's true. And are you seeing it more or less recently? Because you have a couple of decades of experience and you've really achieved and earned great success. Since you lead so many people, do you feel that's coming up more now with the negative talk track?
I do, both professionally and personally. And it's a negative talk track, whether it be, you know, a weight problem or just things that people, you know, want to do and they don't, and they blame it on themselves. So, you know, it really what we think, and even, you know, the thoughts in our head, so impactful. And it's just that mindset that mm-hmm. does, if you have a positive mindset, I think it really sets you up for what comes at us all day long. And then the complaining, you know, the traffic, it was terrible. And, you know, if you live in an area that has traffic, prepare for it and figure out how to make the best of it when you're in it. So I just hear people complain so much when, you know, it's just not helpful and it's not going to get them in that frame of mind to conquer everything that's next.
So don't complain and don't blame. And it's really funny. You happen to know I'm on an organization. Like, I like to be organized, but I'm really heightened it. And here's what's here. And I know people won't see it necessarily, but it says what you think you yeah. become. And that's from Buddha. And it happens to match your beautiful green. So fun to share that you and Buddha are enlightening us with that. All right. So thank you, Barb. In all seriousness, you bring so much positivity. And it really was fun to get to hear you and your perspective, because we've both had these opportunities over the past years to hear our guests. And yet outside of the podcast, you're doing so many wonderful things. So some inspiring and intriguing ideas. I'm thinking about, okay, I do plan my day, but typically I do it right before, like when I'm on my run or driving home from my run, because I have that. So I commit to reviewing it the night before and getting things set up. I don't have backpacks to get ready, but certainly in this organization mindset, and you know, I say all clutter is mental clutter, you've inspired me to make sure that things are prepared for the next day. Something I don't do, and it, I'm getting this from you, it might sound different, but I don't put out my clothes to run in the morning. And I think people think that's odd, but I am a mood dresser, even with my workout clothes. But hearing you say that you get lunches and backpacks and all of that ready, I am going to get my clothes ready. And that will be a challenge because my habit is different. So you've inspired me to change that and see how I do with that. If my mood is the same the next day, doesn't mean I couldn't change the tank top that I'm running in, right? And also really thinking about how we impact others in how we first engage with them. Like you said about your mom and your first leader, that that's their first exposure. And I have an opportunity to speak for the Great American Teach-In. And while I won't be with them long, it is that first impression and how they feel. So thank you for that. I'd ask you to implement them, but you're already doing them. So will you hold me accountable and encourage me to put these in place?
Yes, I look forward to talking about them in an upcoming episode. And, ooh, you know, you mentioned the clothes, you know, how I prepare at night, that 2 days a week when I get up at 5:30, I have my early workout and I'll sleep in my, what I'm going to wear the next day. That's how I prepare for that 5:30. So I can squeeze everything in. It's only 2 days a week, but that's how I get my 5:30 workouts and then get my family out the door at the same time.
Even in those workout clothes. Love it. Okay. Well, if that wasn't enough wonderful positivity and joy that you've shared, and we've enjoyed having the exchange, and hopefully our listeners have too. Barb, you know that you get a quick closing comment or statement, so, or a fact that you want to share. What would that be for us now that we know you sleep in your workout clothes 2 days a week?
Just 2 days a week. Just do it. Take action, move yourself forward. We like to say, listen, choose, do. As the saying goes, perfection is the enemy of done. Nothing has to be perfect. Don't go into another year with the same old resolutions. Take the time during this holiday season to reflect what has worked and do more of it. And one more quick thing, we started with joy and how I've added joy in my life since 2013. I re-looked at my 100 things that I love to do that bring me joy. And I rewrote that list, and it has changed over time. But I had somebody ask me one time, why would you need to write down the things you love to do? Because we get caught up in the minutiae of what comes at us all day long, that we're not doing all the things that bring us joy every single day. And so it really does help to write those things down. 100 list of joy. That's not mine. I got them from somebody else. 100 is a lot, so it takes you time to think back, and it could be singing out loud in your car, or going to the beach once a week. All those things that tend to get squeezed out of our calendar, look at them. You won't regret it.
Will do. Okay. Well, thank you so much. Thanks again, Barb. Thanks for having fun turning the tables on how we set this up, and our listeners know that they can stay connected with you, Barb Zant, on social media under Barb Zant. And some, but most to stay at work mom, because you've really mastered that brand. So thank you for sharing that. And again, it's the Stay at Work Mom. Similarly, you can follow me, Debbie Lundberg, or Presenting Powerfully by Debbie Lundberg on Facebook or TikTok as Debbie Lundberg Coach. There's no dancing, only tips. So if you liked the positivity, purpose, and joy that you heard from Barb today, please rate us 5 stars, download, share, because we are committed to bringing you 5-star guests and inspiration like we had some fun doing today with Barb. Please stay tuned for our follow-through show in 5 to 15 days about how I did implementing Barb's ideas. Now, she's going to have the opportunity to hold my feet to the fire in a very positive way. We say that not because it's a burn. We say it because that heat often gets us inspired. So thanks for joining us for this episode of the Business of Life Masterclass, the podcast for successful people embracing every chance to accomplish and experience all you can in business and in life. Thanks again, Barb.
Thank you.
Listen, choose, do. Thank you.